to a podcast that may yet to be named, but we're thinking...
The Ottawa Pizza Podcast.
The Ottawa Pizza Podcast.
Because we're going to talk about Ottawa Pizza. Exclusively right. Ottawa Pizza, right?
Pizza from Ottawa. Yeah. I mean, if we go to like...
Hull?
I don't know. Well, Hull works. No,
but does Hull have does Hull have its own style of pizza?
Okay, well, this is...
Okay, yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
No, but this is a great question because I'm curious about that. But let's introduce each other. So I'll introduce you and then you introduce me.
Okay.
I think that's fun.
Okay,
so you are Stephanie Smith.
Yeah.
And you are an avid pizza eater.
Yeah.
And we've been friends for, what?
Like...
15 years?
Yeah, 15 yeah. years, yeah.
And often we talk about food.
Always we talk about food.
Always we talk about food. And most often about pizza.
Yeah.
We both have very strong opinions about pizza.
Yeah.
And we're recording in your lovely home.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Okay, now I'll introduce you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are Tyler Goodman.
Yeah.
And you are a massive pizza fan, so much so that you have a tattoo.
I have a tattoo of a slice of pizza on my body.
Yeah.
That's right.
When did you get that tattoo?
That was, when was that? That was like, I want to say, maybe 10 years now. 10 years ago?
Okay.
Yeah, 10 years. Let's say 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's commitment, so.
That's true. Though the pizza tattoo is technically a Ninja Turtles tattoo. But it does feature prominently a slice of pizza.
I mean, like, and pizza was a theme in Ninja Turtles.
Indeed.
Anyways.
Indeed.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Tyler Goodman. Yeah, and we, like you said, we always talk about pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks ago, we were sitting in my backyard.
Yes.
And I can't remember what pizza we were talking about, but we were like, oh.
You were talking about, you guys had got a pizza...
Oh, from the neighborhood.
Yes. So you just moved into I don't know if you want to say in the podcast where you live, because maybe that's not appropriate, but
yeah.
you moved to a new neighborhood in Ottawa.
Yes.
And you tried...
A local pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah.
That was like, it was like recommended to you by
was.
Someone, right?
It was like, oh, you should try this place. It's super good. Da, da, da. Anyways, so we got on the topic and we could just like keep going. And so we were like, we should record this.
I think you were like, we will start a pizza podcast.
And you were like, yes.
And I was like, yes, we
actually,
will.
Let's do this. Anyway, so here we are.
Yeah.
Like 2 months later.
Yeah.
This
is delicious, by the way. So Steph has made us a little cocktail.
Yeah.
To get the juices flowing. And it's very good.
Yeah, it's just like a Saturday afternoon vermouth.
Mm.
You know, very like smooth, easy drinking. We're not going to get... blasted on these.
No, we're not gonna get blasted today.
Unless we have, you know, like 10 of those.
I mean, who knows?
Any hoozles.
Pizza.
We decided we were gonna start with just like a very classic Ottawa staple.
But so first let's talk about what an Ottawa... So on this podcast, our mission statement here, right?
Mission statement is we
believe, and many believe, this isn't a new opinion, but that there is a style of pizza unique to the Ottawa region.
Yes.
And that I've observed a lot of polarizing opinions about the Ottawa style. A lot of people call it not real pizza, quote unquote. And
why not real, though? Like, what isn't real about it?
So I think... Let's define it first, and then I'll get into that. So Ottawa pizza to me, and then you can jump in here, but Ottawa pizza, thick crust, lots of cheese, very greasy, sweet on the sauce and sometimes on the crust, and all of this comes from we think the Lebanese kind of diaspora, like as people were emigrating from Lebanon into Ottawa in like the 60s and 70s, they started opening up pizza places for whatever reason. I mean, we could research that, but that's not what this is about. Or maybe it is.
I mean, yeah, like, I think a common denominator of a lot of the Ottawa, like, classic pizza joints is that they were started by Lebanese immigrants.
Immigrants, yeah. Yes, yes. So that's, to me, and do you agree with that? That's, like, the Ottawa style?
I think so. You know, like, one of my friends who's maybe been in Ottawa for, like, you know, less than 10 years, she often asks me about, like, what pizza places she should try.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, are you in the mood for, like, dirty pizza or, like, fancy pizza? And so I often kind of think Ottawa pizza is dirty pizza.
Now, when you say, correct me if I'm wrong, when you say dirty, you mean I am drunk and I want to absorb the alcohol with pizza.
I mean, there is the drunken, yes, you want it when you're drunk, but I also have dirty pizza sometimes on a Friday night.
Yes.
And I'm not drunk and I just like, that's what I want, Ottawa pizza.
Yes.
I don't want the like fancy wood fired crust as much as I love that.
I'm
looking for like a 500 calorie per slice kind of pizza.
Yes. It's like dirty in that like a living room that you are being comfortable in is has a lot of dirt. Like it's got like the blanket is thrown weirdly over the couch and like the you haven't put the DVD back in the DVD tray. It's just sitting on top of the DVD player and like all these things. That is clutter, but it's clutter because you're comfortable in the environment.
Exactly.
So you can kind of let loose a little bit.
And I mean, for us, like being from Ottawa.
Yes. We should mention this.
Yeah, we're both born and bred.
Born and bred in Ottawa.
I'm from Ottawa South.
And I'm from the East End.
Yes.
And so this, and I wonder if there's, we'll get into if we'll there's regional differences, but yeah.
Which I feel there is.
There may be.
There is.
There may be.
Yeah. So all of this to say, when we started talking about where we should start, like what was the first pizza place that popped into mind?
Beautiful segue.
And we were like, I'm going to say Gabriel Pizza.
Yes.
And I think
I was right there with you.
We were both there.
I was right there with you. Gabriel Pizza, 100%.
Yeah. And you looked up what the original location was because there's like dozens.
Yeah. So what we're going to do. So the mission statement of this podcast, what is Ottawa Pizza? We've identified it. What are we going to do then about this? What are we going to do with this information? We are going to go to every pizza place in Ottawa.
Yeah.
And maybe rate them.
We're
going to offer opinions about them.
And we're going to like live our lives because we order pizza once a week.
Yes. I've already ordered, since we have reviewed the pizza that we will mention, well, we've already mentioned Gabriel's.
Yeah.
Since ordering that, I have ordered pizza from a different Ottawa place and eaten it.
Yeah.
So certainly.
Yeah.
Pizza
is a thing we do anyways.
Yes.
So we're just going to keep trying the Ottawa locations and we're going to review them.
Let's just come out with it. We want to monetize our eating of pizza.
We just want free pizza.
So our mission statement is to identify Ottawa Pizza, try them all, and then ultimately sell out and have them given to us for free.
But we're also doing a public service for people. Because we want... Like, people want the information.
Yes.
And I would hope that they would trust our taste buds and opinions as pizza connoisseurs.
Yes.
And self-proclaimed pizza connoisseurs.
Self-proclaimed. Self-proclaimed. No, no one has ever told me that I'm a pizza connoisseur.
Yeah, no one has ever said, you're really good at judging my pizza.
That sounds like a compliment I would get from my mom. You're really good at eating pizza.
Yeah, true.
But so back to your question about why is there this difference in opinion about whether Ottawa Pizza is a quote-unquote real pizza or not.
Real pizza.
So I think a lot of people have it in their minds that pizza is like the New York thin crust pepperoni.
That's
on
the
top.
The prototype.
Like under high heat, kind of affair,
right?
Or the Detroit style square, especially these days. I feel like that's getting very popular.
Or like Chicago deep dish.
Chicago deep dish, and so I feel like people tend to think, And I think this is a very, and ultimately why this was such an interesting idea to me is I feel like this is a very Ottawa mindset. Mm. I think here in Ottawa, we have a lot of awesome, nice things, and we live in a cool, nice place, but everyone has it in their heads that it's not that, and that we don't have nice things, and that it sucks here.
We can't have nice
things. That we can't have nice things. Yeah. And to an extent, that's true. But in terms of
pizza, we cannot have an LRT.
No, we don't. Okay, so yes, we don't have a functioning transit system. Certainly, our mayor is likely a crook that's in bed with condo developers. And okay, so let's get political.
Let's stay on topic here. Pizza. Yeah.
And of course, COVID is fake. But anyways, back to I'm just kidding about that. But I think people have it in their minds that Ottawa, this attitude of like Ottawa isn't just, it just isn't a place, it's not really a place, somehow seeps into people's opinions about pizza, that our pizza is not valid because it doesn't resemble pizza that they see on movies.
Yeah.
And I want us to combat this idea by saying very much, yes, our pizza is valid and is actually delicious. And is deserving of high praise.
And you know what? So we were just sitting with a friend, another Ottawa native.
Indeed.
Who has since moved to Toronto.
Yes.
And like many of my friends who've moved to Toronto, they often say they're homesick for Ottawa pizza.
Yes, I've heard this as well.
It doesn't exist outside of the 613.
No. And in fact, I think that was the first time I became aware of the fact that we had a distinct style of pizza was when I had a friend move to Toronto and tell me that. They were like, I miss, specifically they were talking about Bronson Pizza, which is a location we will get to at some point. What was that? Was there a sound there?
There's a velociraptor in my kitchen.
Oh, Jesus.
Otherwise known as my new child.
You have a child now.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll get...
She's 2 months old. Anyways, if you hear... She's not eating pizza yet. If you hear, like, weird noises, it's because we can't keep her quiet.
Yeah.
We can't make her. No. We can't tape her mouth.
She's exploring all that the vocal cords have to offer. That's right. So, yeah, no. So that was the first time I kind of became aware of the fact that there is a distinct style of pizza in Ottawa. It was from a friend who moved to Toronto. The very friend who was here not moments ago. And said that they missed Ottawa-style pizza. And I was like, oh, what's this Ottawa-style pizza?
You're in Toronto.
I've lived here my whole life. This is just pizza to me.
Yeah, and you're in Toronto, and you have access to, like, some of the best restaurants in the country.
Certainly, there's a Toronto pizza that must... And this was the... And again, goes back to this Ottawa mindset. This was my Ottawa inadequacies bubbling up. Certainly, in Toronto, there's far better pizza than there is in Ottawa.
Yeah.
But apparently, according to this person, no, it was not. It
doesn't exist.
So what are we doing today?
Okay, today, we're going to talk about Gabriel Pizza.
Gabriel's. So, local chain.
Okay, I'm gonna note something.
Oh, please.
So, I've always called it Gabriel's.
Really? You've never gone Gabe's?
I'm Gabriel's Pizza.
Oh.
But when I went on the website, there's no apostrophe S.
What?
It's Gabriel Pizza.
Are you...
I am serious.
I have to look that... I believe you, but I have to look that up.
It's, you know...
What?
My whole life, or since, you know, I had access to Gabriel Pizza, I've always said Gabe's or Gabriel's.
Yeah, you're right. There's no apostrophe S. It's just Gabriel
Pizza.
What is that? That's like the Berenstein Bears and Berenstein Bears. Like, people remember it differently, and there's, like, some kind of psychological thing that happens.
I mean, like, I would have... Because it's a possessive S.
Yeah. It is Gabriel has the pizza.
Yeah, it's Gabriel's. Yeah. Like, it's the pizza made by Gabriel.
Yeah.
So, you would...
There is no Gabriel. We'll get into that. I'll get into that.
You can tell me about that because I know nothing. Anyways, I don't know if we want to change the way we say it and now call it Gabriel Pizza, but it sounds kind of weird.
It sounds insane to me.
Yeah.
I can't say Gabriel Pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
That's like saying I'm going to go to a Senator game.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not going to go to a senator.
There's not
game.
One senator.
No, there's so many senators.
Anyway, so Gabriel Pizza, we're going to talk about. There are multiple locations.
I believe there are. I had it up here. There are Yeah, there are multiple locations.
I didn't count because I think the Google map that they link on their website just has the pins dropped. And I wasn't going to zoom in and count all of them.
I had all these grand ambitions. I was going to like have notes from Wikipedia and everything, but then I kind of got lazy. But okay, you talk a little bit about Gabriel's.
Okay, well, so Tyler did a little bit of digging and found that the original location was in Orleans.
That's right.
On so St. Joseph's
St. Joseph was the first location.
Which surprised me. I would never have guessed that it was an Orleans institution. So we decided, okay, we're not obviously not going to try all of the locations of Gabriel Pizza. That's just not going to happen.
No.
But we're going to try the original. So.
Oh, did you get the original from Orleans?
Yeah.
So
did you?
I did not.
Oh!
I forgot that we said that until after the fact.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I did not get the pizza. So, but this will be interesting because we can now compare. Yes.
And I wondered, is it, you know, is Gabriel still owned by one family or is it a franchise?
Yes.
I think it's a franchise now.
I believe it's franchise. Okay. So how about this? I'll get into the history of Gabriel's Pizza, which in many ways I suspect is the history of Ottawa Pizza. Just in general. And this is why I thought it was a good choice for a first episode.
Yeah, there will be similar stories.
The story of Gabriel's Pizza is the story of many Ottawa institutional pizza places. We're talking your Bronson, your Louis, your Colonnade.
Yeah.
And the story is Michael Hanna is the name of the illustrious owner.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel's Pizza, immigrated from Lebanon in 1968, worked in food service industry. As I have reading a couple other histories of different pizza places, a lot of these guys that came over did this. They probably couldn't speak English so good, so they're getting jobs in kitchens or busboying or whatever have you.
Okay.
He is doing that until his English gets good, and this is what the Gabriel's website kind of brings up, that he hones his English language while mastering his hospitality and food service skills. And then, in the mid-70s, 1977, opens the very first Gabriel's Pizza location. Now, why they picked the name Gabriel's, I don't know. But I suspect, because a lot of these places in Ottawa that are, like, Lebanese-owned have Italian-sounding names. Colonnade.
Lorenzo's. Yes.
Gabriel's.
Yeah.
I think Gabriel's is Italian sounding.
I
mean, we should also say we're two very white people, so.
Yeah,
we're doing our best here.
I do have a degree in linguistics.
Oh, that's true. So you are.
So word origins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you say about Gabriel's then? Is that.
I mean, there's definitely like. A name in Italian of like Gabriella or whatever, something like that. So
for whatever name, pick the name Gabriel's, opened up, in Orleans on St. Joseph. Shortly thereafter, opened up, and I think it was just like a pizza, like it was just like cooking takeout pizzas. Like it was like a pizza counter.
Okay, so and no dine-in.
Okay. But then shortly after, because it became so popular in the area, they opened up a dining room and started serving Italian food and breakfast. And the breakfast apparently was very popular.
Which I knew nothing about. Yes. I had no clue that Gabriel Pizza also offered breakfast. And I always wonder with these places, like when you check the menu, you're like, oh, they've got like all this other food.
Yeah,
like all this I'm other always stuff. Like curious. I'm not going to order pizza and a side of lasagna.
No.
That's too much.
No.
But I'm always curious, like, does anyone order it?
I do. I had a friend who, like, would order, like, subs from pizza places. He'd be like, the sub at this place is really good.
But, like...
And I would be like, why are you doing this? Why are you ordering a sub? Why don't you just get the pizza?
Yeah.
I've also never indulged in the larger menu, except for wings. I will do wings.
Okay.
Because I think they're good. Oh, we should say that you're a vegetarian.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a pescatarian. We don't eat meat here, but I eat fish.
You eat fish.
Yeah.
But certainly no meat, no pizza would have, you wouldn't be getting a fish pizza.
Anchovies.
Oh yeah, anchovies. And they are so good.
I do love a chovy.
Yeah, chovies are good.
Yeah.
And then I am a meat eater, so I can go full bore on this.
And this is good because it means that like we'll always try a meat pizza and we'll always try a non-meat
pizza. Exactly, because certainly, hopefully, if people end up listening to this thing, I hope we can offer as broad a spectrum of opinions as we can. So, yes, 1985, the second Gabriel Pizza opens in Orleans. And then over 7 short years, and this is just me reading straight out from the Gabriel's website, Gabriel Pizza grew to 4 locations along with the original site, expanding, as I said, to a family restaurant. And 2003, George Hanna, the founder, was appointed as the president and chief operating officer of Gabriel Pizza Franchise Corporation. So you're right.
It's now a franchise.
It's now a franchise. You can now franchise these. Within 5 years, and thanks to the efforts of George and his team, the franchise had grown to 23 locations across the national capital region.
That's a lot for a small city of 1 million people.
And at that time, not even 1 million people.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we should say that
per
is...
per capita, how many... Yeah.
Like that would rival, at the time, in the early 2000s, in Ottawa, you would probably have, I mean, Pizza Hut...
Yeah.
In terms of pizza chains, I'm thinking.
Pizza
Hut, Pizza Pizza.
Milano's.
Oh, yeah, Milano's.
Yeah.
Toppers, maybe, but there's only a couple of those.
Little Caesars. And then the independent places.
And then all the independent, but then you've got Gabriel's.
Yeah.
That is truly everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
And it's a homegrown kind of hero situation. So that happens, and... they continue to grow. They've now grown outside of Ottawa.
Okay.
They have locations in Brockville, basically along like the 417 kind of corridor between here and Toronto, though I don't think they're in Toronto yet. They have locations kind of all over the place.
Okay.
So they truly are like a, now like a huge institution. They sponsor the Ottawa 67s, local, what are they? I'm not a sporto.
Oh my gosh. Me either. It's the...
CHL? What's the name of that league?
OHL. Yeah.
If this does get popular, we're going to get a lot of hate for that. But they sponsor the 67s.
Yeah.
They sponsor the...
Candlelighters.
The what?
Candlelighters.
What's that?
Children's Cancer...
Oh, yes. Yes.
Did you read about Ollie's...
Ollie's Pizza. I did.
Like, really tugged on the old heartstrings.
They have a pizza on their menu called Ollie's Pizza, which was the favorite pizza of a young boy named Oliver who was a cancer patient.
He is, I think, still...
He's still with us.
Ongoing.
Okay, that's good.
Ongoing cancer, you know.
Very good.
Yeah. The poor kid. But this is his favorite pizza. There's olives on it.
Yeah.
Which, like... good taste for a 7-8 year old. I think he's around 7 or 8 years
old. I don't want to disparage the young man. Don't care for olives.
Well,
but I do care for Oliver and his pizza, so I would gladly support that.
So that's something you can order, and a portion of the proceeds of that pizza sale, like I think it's like $2 or $3 per pizza, goes to the Candlelighters.
So this is, again, classic immigrant story of you move to a place, you become successful, and then like
give back
to your community in huge ways.
Yeah.
And they have done this. So they're Candlelighters, Ollie's Pizza. And they have now, I think this season, become the official pizza of the Ottawa Senators, which is a huge get. Because I think before then, it was Pizza. That's right.
So if you go to, again, forgive me, what is the Correll Center now called?
Oh, it is called... So local... Where the Ottawa Senators play here in Ottawa...
It changes
is
name.
Is now called the Canadian Tire Place.
Okay. Yeah. Last I remember, it was Scotiabank Place.
That was... Yeah.
Free... So now, Canadian Tire.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So at the Canadian Tire Center, you go to a Sens game, you're going to have the option of Gabriel Pizza.
That's right.
And that's it, probably.
Well, and then, like... hot dogs and nachos and like all the normal kind
dirty of dogs.
Yeah, dirty dogs. Yeah. Yeah. But Gabriel's logo is in the building now, which Ottawa, a huge, I mean, it's NHL. So that's huge. Yeah. So that just shows
you've got to be big to be in the
if you want to play, if you want to play with big dogs, you got to be a big dog yourself.
Yeah.
So Gabriel's is now a big dog.
Do we want to talk about, like, briefly, memories of...
Yes.
Like, our memory of Gabriel Pizza growing up?
Let's do that. Let's talk about... So, Steph, what are your... Like, what was Gabriel's growing up to you? Like, did you eat Gabriel's regularly? Were you a fan?
So, my family, we ordered pizza every Friday. Mm-hmm. That was a tradition in our family.
Very fun.
And we would kind of go between three or four places that were in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And probably when I was around 10, I think a Gabriel pizza,
yes.
Which feels weird to say,
yes.
Opened nearby. And we ordered the pizza with bacon on it. My memory is that it was just cheese and bacon.
Yes. Yes, just bacon. So no pepperoni.
I don't think it had pepperoni. It could have, but it would have been like under the cheese.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also have a memory of ordering a just bacon pizza from a Gabriel's. Yeah. I wonder at the time if it was some kind of thing they were doing.
Maybe it was a thing.
Yeah.
But that was like on a regular repeat order that we would get on a Friday.
Really?
And like, I feel like my parents would order like two large bacon pizzas, and we would have leftovers and like eat bacon pizza all weekend.
Okay, so how fun is that? So you've got like, it's Friday night, school done.
Yeah, my parents.
Responsibilities we were
like,
over.
Yeah, like.
Your parents are tired of your.
Get shit. Like the 2 liter bottle of.
Of like Pepsi
Coke or
Pepsi
or whatever. We probably would beg for like cream soda.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
You're renting movies.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Rogers Video or Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Spending 2 hours picking out a movie, coming home, ordering the pizza. There was probably bags of Ruffles chips there too. You know, the whole shebang.
Can we go back?
I would do it. I would do it. But that smell, like the smell of that pizza is, like I can smell it.
Yeah.
I can smell the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And it had a really distinct taste. And I remember it being so good.
Yeah.
So
when you picked Gabriel's, were you like, oh, nice. Like this
is, I don't even think my parents asked us like, where do you want to order from?
Right.
It was like, my dad would take care of the ordering and he would just order Gabe's and like a bacon pizza would show up.
Nice.
I don't remember ever being asked what kind of pizza do you want? It would just kind of arrive.
But would you, when you saw the Gabriel's box?
Yeah.
Like, let's say one night you get pizza or whatever, and then one night you get whatever, and then a Friday comes along and you see that Gabriel's box. Are you, as a kid, excited, or are you just like, oh, this is just pizza that's coming, I love pizza?
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Because I also remember a period of time, maybe when, you know, around grade 7, 8, it became cool. Like, pizza became cool. Like, it was like the thing for like... that age category, like everyone wanted pizza, and I remember like asking, and my dad was always like, oh, pizza sucks, like,
yeah,
but that's what we wanted. But anyways,
weird memory. I have the same memory.
Like,
I forgot
cool.
about this.
Like,
it did get cool, and like if you were somehow out and about as like a grade 8, which rarely happened, I would absolutely go into that pizza location and get a slice and feel so cool.
It was something about pizza. Huh, I don't know.
Interesting.
Anyways.
Interesting.
But I was down for Gabriel's.
Yeah.
Super cheesy.
Yeah.
Like heavy slice of pizza.
Heavy.
Like, I'm talking you're eating like 1,500 calories in
100%.
One sitting.
Yeah.
But it's a meal. Like a slice of pizza is a meal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what are your memories?
Okay. So, and this is interesting because it's a little different.
Yeah.
So growing up, if we got Gabriel's, I don't remember it.
Okay.
We would, of course, also do family pizza night, typically Friday, typically getting those movies, all that stuff. But we were definitely a pizza family. We were getting pizza. If it was pizza, or if it was a special occasion, we were going out to Pizza Hut when they had the dine-in parlor.
Yes. And we'll have to do a full episode on that.
We'll do a full episode on that because that's a lot of fun.
And Pizza was 30 minutes or it's free.
That's right. And 737, 1111. So and to its credit, a lot of people give Pizza hate, and I understand it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to defend Pizza.
Yeah.
I have a soft spot for it because I grew up with it. Mm-hmm. It is cardboard with ketchup on top, but I do enjoy it. And I will say, for a young family, maybe you've got a single mom situation.
Yeah.
Very cheap. Which is good.
Yeah.
But, not Gabriel's wasn't really in the mix. I happened upon Gabriel's for the first time that I remember in high school, because a block away from my high school, there was a Gabe's location. This is in Gloucester.
Okay.
That had a dining room attached to it. So the cool thing to do when we were in high school was to skip your morning classes and go get breakfast at Gabriel's.
Fun.
So I had...
Okay, so you've had the breakfast.
I've had the Gabriel's breakfast many a time as a teenager.
All right.
And I can tell you, it was delicious. Now, I don't know if I were to go back now and have it. Maybe it was just... It's just like... normal brunch that you could get at anywhere.
Yeah.
But as a teenager, kind of tasting that freedom for the first time, like, ooh, I'm skipping class and I'm going to sit down like an adult. It tasted
like freedom.
It tasted like freedom. So it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then they had a kind of takeout pizza counter next to the dine-in area that they sold pizza by the slice to us high school students, and it was $2 a slice.
Whoa, what a steal.
I know. Even then, it was a steal. And this was like the year 2000.
That's
like 2000 or 2004. Yeah. It was...
Like for a toonie, you've got
lunch. That's and you would often get two slices of pizza. Right. Like I would go $4 and get... And it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And so I would just get that, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
It was, as you said, thick... cheesy, heavy. Usually they just had that. Maybe why I remember bacon pizza, because I think they probably had pepperoni and bacon. And not pepperoni and bacon on one, but they had a pepperoni pizza and then they had a bacon pizza.
Yeah.
And as a teenage boy, I'm like, oh, bacon crazy.
Yeah.
Bacon so good. So I probably got one of each.
Okay.
So that's why I probably remember that bacon pizza, I think. Yeah. But yeah, so we would get that, and that was like a hoot and a half, because you're also such a novelty to like walk off school property at lunchtime. Was like when I first started high school, such a new experience for me.
Totally.
I wasn't one of those lucky kids in like middle school who would like had permission to leave to go home for lunch or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
no, me either.
I was stuck there.
Yeah.
And so leaving school for lunch in grade 9 when I first started was like, I was like, oh my, I'm an adult. Like, I can do whatever. I can just walk places and buy things now.
Yeah.
And so that made the pizza experience just like so special. Totally. So much fun.
Yeah.
And we would go as groups of friends. Yeah. And I would be like, often I remember either paying for my friends because they had no money.
Yeah.
Or myself having no money and begging my friends to buy me pizza. Can I borrow $2? Never paying it back, of course.
Of course not.
And so that was my Gabriel's experience. Never really ordered it.
Okay.
I never really ordered it.
Yeah.
Sometimes would have it in a kind of... I played hockey as a like non-competitive C-level.
Yeah.
The worst hockey player ever. Hockey. as a teen. And I think occasionally... Sorry, I'm getting the burps here.
That's okay. That's the cocktail maybe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We would get like pizza... at like a hockey party or something like
that.
Yeah,
like definitely birthday party
presents. Yeah, exactly. Birthday parties.
But then again, most of my like younger birthday parties, like I think Gabriel's had a presence like in older years.
Yes.
Younger birthday parties, pizza.
Pizza, pizza. It's always pizza, pizza.
Yeah, pizza, God. But again, like if we go back to, you know, to the website today.
Yes.
One of the things that I noticed while ordering the pizza was like, this is cheap. Like, this is cheap.
It's reasonably priced.
Like, I ordered a large pizza.
Yeah.
And I don't know, okay, maybe we want to get into what we ordered. But
let's do it.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so, one of the first things I noticed that got me kind of excited
you went to the original St. Joe's location.
Well,
you picked up, you took your car and you picked up some pizza?
No, my husband, Alex,
okay.
He happens to work in Orleans. So it was convenient. He picked up a pie on his way home. So Alex. I ordered it online and you select your location. So I selected St. Joseph Boulevard.
Okay.
So they As a topping, they offer plant-based pepperoni. Which is
really?
And dairy-free cheese. So if you're a vegan, you can order a pizza from Gabriel Pizza.
That's good to know.
Kind of cool.
That's cool. A pretty, and we should say for an Ottawa, quote-unquote Ottawa pizza place, pretty rare.
Pretty rare for like a big chain.
Yeah.
You know, a bigger chain.
Yeah.
So I was like, I built my own pizza.
Okay. Oh, very fun.
Regular crust, mm-hmm. regular cheese, mm-hmm. regular sauce. Mm-hmm. Plant-based pepperoni,
mm.
black olives,
mm.
and mushrooms.
Very fun.
That's the pie.
Minus the olives.
I know you're not an olive man.
Not an olive guy.
So yeah, I noticed that they offered that, and I thought that was kind of cool and kind of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, for that pizza, it was $23 plus tax.
For a large.
For a large. $23.
That's pretty good.
Because when I order from other places, I'm paying closer to $30 plus tax.
Some of these places.
Yeah.
And we'll... As we continue this podcast, we should touch on the price. I think that's an important aspect.
So for a large pizza, taxes, and I gave a tip.
Yep.
$30.
Yeah.
I gave it the $4 tip. We picked it up.
Man, I did this. Okay, so
yeah.
I'll tip my hat a little bit. I did this completely wrong. But anyways, go on.
So yeah, we picked it up. Alex brought it home,
mm-hmm.
and I won't get into my review yet.
We'll talk about like your experience. You can kind of talk about whether you liked it or not.
Okay,
I think you should go full into it, and then at the end we can kind of maybe we can like rank it or something.
We'll
we could give it. I was thinking we could like how many slices are in a large pizza? Are there 10?
There are 8.
So we could give it a score out of 8.
Okay.
8 slices.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, brought him the pizza. It took him a long time to get home, so it was like not as piping hot as I would have liked. And I do not have the patience to reheat
To reheat. And we and sorry to cut in here, but very cheesy Ottawa pizza, lukewarm, not so great.
Because it gets congealed. Like the cheese kind of gets like a greasy, congealed layer.
It needs to be hot or it needs to be ice cold.
Yeah. I agree. But yeah, we have a newborn, so there's no way we're reheating it. Like, no.
There's puke on the walls. Yeah, there's just poo in the oven.
It's just dirty.
Yeah.
So we can't do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, we just like got into it. There was I think we were probably eating it over the kitchen sink. Just like inhaling.
Right.
Right. Like, there were pieces gone by the time I like got my first piece because I think Alex had...
Snacked in the car?
Yeah,
probably.
I don't think he snacked in the car. I think he probably started eating it as he was like walking from the car to the door.
He's like, I need to get this in now because as soon as I walk in that door,
Steph's gonna hand me the baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yeah. My initial reaction, it was tasted really good.
Okay.
It was like, this is good.
Okay.
This is good. I mean, it's pizza.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
it's not, meaning it won't be bad.
I wasn't like, oh, this is disgusting. I was like, this tastes like a good pizza.
Yes.
I noticed the flavor of pepperoni, which I haven't had in a very long time.
Did that bring back any memories? Were you like, oh, pepperoni?
I was like, pepperoni's good.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Why am I vegetarian? Like, this is stupid. But then I was like, oh, but I'm eating pepperoni.
Yeah, you're getting, you've got both.
It has worlds. The vegan pepperoni has a distinct, like, I don't know, like herbiness to it.
Yeah.
That, you know, is not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. But it's still good.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, they put the pepperoni under the cheese.
Yes.
I prefer pepperoni on top because I like it to get a little crispy.
And I would say that is very common of Ottawa pizza.
Yeah.
Toppings are almost always under the cheese.
Yeah. And
there's different opinions on
olives were on top though.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Olives are on top.
Yeah. Mushrooms and pep under.
Yeah.
Cheese, olives.
Interesting.
Funny, eh?
Why olives on top?
I don't know.
Just to make it look like it's got stuff?
I guess. But anyways, it was I find like Gabriel's crust is quite doughy. And that was, I just got regular crust. I didn't order thick crust. Can you imagine ordering thick crust?
I can, because I did.
Oh, okay. Can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have the option of ordering thin, regular, or thick. And we just went with regular.
Yes.
I
also did a regular, but yes.
I find it a little bit too doughy. Like, you want a dipping sauce
yes.
with this crust.
Yes.
I did not order one. Wish I had.
Question for you about dipping sauce.
Okay.
Do you dip as you eat the whole pizza, or do you save it for the crust?
I don't think I'm like, I don't think I have a routine with that. Sometimes I like, I might dip
bite. Like a little bite and then go back to regular.
But really, I like to have the crust with the dip.
Yeah.
So, you know, it needed it because you're just basically eating a big hunk of bread.
Yes. I dip that whole thing.
Okay.
I'm dipping every bite.
You're dipping every bite.
Every bite.
Okay. So it's just like, you might as well just spread mayonnaise on the pizza.
100%.
Essentially.
Yes.
Okay.
As if there aren't enough calories.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. Like, no. I think that tastes good. I like mayo. Yeah. I think in terms of like the crust to sauce to cheese ratio, it's very, it's like generic. It's good. There's good cheese coverage.
You, perfect choice of words.
Yeah. Good cheese coverage. But the sauce, it tastes like canned sauce.
Yes.
It tastes to me like very reminiscent of like too much oregano.
Yes.
Like very generic pizza sauce.
Like Italian seasoned ragu sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got that like kind of canned, you know, it's like sweet but kind of tinny, kind of sad. Like, not great.
Yep.
There it is. And the thing I say about Gabriel's is like, it's not identifiable. Like, if I got this pizza in a box that was like with no label, I wouldn't be like, oh, this is Gabriel pizza. I'd be like, this is like a chain pizza. Not a bad chain.
No.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is miles ahead of Pizza Pizza, Domino's, that kind of thing. Like, I mean,
I could debate that, but
okay, well,
Pizza Pizza, I'll give you.
That's what we're here for.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Anyways, nothing to me makes it scream Gabriel's. No. I think if I would have had bacon.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I will say one, but then I'll leave it there and I'll tease you.
Okay.
Okay,
one.
We'll see how much.
All right.
Is it 10? Is it one? Is it 100?
Okay.
We'll see.
If Alex had brought him a pizza with bacon on it,
yeah.
I probably would have been like, oh, is it from Gabriel's? Or Gabriel.
Right. From Gabriel himself.
Yeah. But anyways, that, like, it's good. Like, what can I say? It's good. This is the kind of pizza that you want, like, for, I mean, I hate that my mind just goes to, like, after bar. But it would be satisfying after the bar.
100%.
Am I going to order this? Is this going to be my regular spot? Go-to spot?
This is great. This is a great question. No, is this going to be a regular spot?
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Right.
If I was in a place where there were no other pizza locations around, would I be mad about it? No.
No.
But it's good. It's a good pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a solid pizza. And I bet you if you have older kids who are eating solids, they probably like it.
Of course they would.
Because there's lots of cheese.
It's what's not to like about this, the dictionary definition of just a regular pizza.
It's just a regular pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm curious. I need to know what your experience was. Let's hand it over to you now.
So as I've already mentioned, I screwed up a little bit.
Okay.
Forgot initially that we had decided we were going to order from the original location.
Yeah.
So I ordered also online, but I just picked the one that was closest to me. Now I live in Vanier.
Okay.
And there's one, I think, on Montreal Road. There's one somewhere close to our place.
Okay.
So I ordered from there online. Now I wanted to have like a quote unquote control pizza. So I wanted to have a pizza that was as normal, basic as possible. And this is just my thinking about it. And then I wanted to go on the Gabriel's menu and see what pizzas were featured.
Okay.
So, what does Gabriel's think is a good pizza to have?
Yes. And they have some good ones on there.
They have some pretty wacky pizzas on this. If you go through this menu, first I'll talk about the ordering experience. So, Gabriel's Pizza, very easy to order online, which is nice. Not all of these places. Like, we're going to get into some mom and pops on this show that you're still calling in for these. Like, you're using a telephone
to get some of these.
Yeah, which is, in these days, pretty rare.
I mean, it's hard for a millennial to make a phone call, let's be honest.
I don't like talking to people on the phone.
We don't like to make phone calls.
No.
I'll
give you 5 stars, but I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So, Gabriel's, don't have to do that. You can have a completely conversationalist experience.
Perfect,
so,
millennial experience.
Perfect, perfect. They know what they're doing there for sure. And the website's pretty easy to navigate. Quick note about the photographs of the pizza on the website.
Okay. Yeah.
And this, my sugar mama, my special lady,
yeah,
my fiance Jenna, yeah, noted this, and okay, it made me laugh very hard. The pizzas look like shit.
I'm looking at them now, and it's like, this, it looks like it was designed in Microsoft Paint. Like, it's not actually a photo of a pizza.
Look, I have it on my phone here, and I have dark mode turned on my phone.
Okay.
So the pizzas are in stark contrast now to the background. Look at this cheese pizza. To me, that looks like a French onion soup.
You know what it looks like to me, being a new mom? It looks like one of those, like, baby loungers.
Yes. Yes, it does. It looks very comfortable to sit in.
Yeah.
But it has this, like, weird liquid quality in the middle. Mm. And, of course, these are very cheesy, so they are very liquidy.
Yeah.
But there's ways of photographing that so it does not look like some kind of weird albino diarrhea situation. Like, it's very strange to me.
Yeah.
Why they chose these photographs. They're just so hyper well lit that there's no...
Was this ever a real pizza, is the question.
Was this a real pizza? This looks like some kind of weird, not pizza pizza. Look at this. So I'm on their website right now. I'm looking at the combination pizza.
Yeah. It doesn't look great.
That looks disgusting.
Yeah.
To me.
It does.
But whatever. So we order a pepperoni pizza, regular crust, regular sauce, regular everything. And then I order, let me see if I can find it here. I just had it, but then I lost it. We're going through the menu, and this is going to be tricky for this podcast because I am kind of annoyingly particular and quite basic, I will say, about my pizza preferences.
Okay.
Typically, I go either pepperoni or I go pepperoni and bacon. That's it.
Okay.
I don't do vegetables on my pizza ever. Not because I don't eat vegetables, but because I find, like, a green pepper on a pizza gets so soggy and gross.
I'm going to go with you on this. Like, yeah. I'm just going to go and say this.
Please.
Green peppers.
Yeah.
Do not belong on pizza. One pizza,
okay,
on their website. Okay. I know we're getting on topic
a little bit. No, please, please.
It's called The Dip, which I think is maybe named after, like, a spinach dip, because it's artichoke hearts, mozzarella, parm, pizza sauce, roasted garlic, spinach, white onion.
Now,
that sounds good to me.
That sounds good to me, too. And I will say, of the pizzas on this website, that one visually looks the best.
You know what I notice about it?
What's that?
The crust is, like, darker. It looks like it's been cooked.
And the cheese is broiled.
Yeah.
You can see little dark spots on the cheese, whereas every other one, it's just pure white as fallen snow cheese.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's funny. But, like, and we can get into some of the other, like, interesting
stuff. I want to.
Let's do that. Yeah. We'll go over the menu, but I want to go back to your experience.
Sure. So I ordered...
Ordering experience.
Two medium pizzas.
Okay.
Excuse me. I ordered... regular pepperoni, regular crust. Mm-hmm. Then I ordered I ordered the 67's smoking chicken.
You didn't.
Pizza, yes.
I was just sitting here thinking, like, who the freaking hell would order the smoking chicken?
That is what Jenna told me when I ordered it. She was like, that is disgusting and I will not eat it.
I was like, who puts chicken on pizza?
So,
okay.
67's chicken has barbecue chicken, which I came to learn meant barbecue sauce in the pizza. Not replacing the sauce, but in addition to.
Wait, that's an option. When you order your pizza, you have the option of regular pizza sauce or barbecue sauce.
See, that to me is very gross.
Gross, but I guess some people can't eat tomato.
Oh, that's true. But isn't there tomato in barbecue sauce?
It's red. It's ketchup, which is tomato. But it's probably...
But it's like so processed.
It's like glucose.
Yeah.
So maybe some people can handle barbecue sauce. Who knows?
Okay. Barbecue chicken. So the sauce was still a regular tomato sauce, but it had like a A1 like drizzled on it.
Okay.
Bacon strips.
Okay.
Mozzarella, mushrooms, pizza sauce, red onion. Here are my thoughts. So starting with the pepperoni, you nailed it. basic, normal. I would say almost tasted like, and I hate to say this, a DiGiorno pizza, like a grocery store freezer aisle pizza. And I forgot to mention also on the 67's whatever chicken experience,
smoking chicken,
we got a thick crust as well.
Okay,
we got thick crust. Yeah, we got that big thick. we had big thick energy.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So like you're basically eating a loaf of bread, like you're eating a chicken sandwich.
No. So here's where my opinion, my hot take comes in. When we were able to look at the crust side by side, the regular crust to me, in terms of Ottawa pizza, was more like a thin crust.
Oh wow!
And the thick crust was what I have come to understand as just a regular crust.
Okay.
Yeah. So the thick crust reminded me of like your Bronson pizza.
Yeah.
Basically, Bronson pizza would be the prototype, but like it looked like that. Whereas the thick crust was like just the regular crust was just kind of regular.
It was just regular.
It was just regular. And then when we ate the pepperoni pizza, the cheese, and this is probably due to it having to travel because we had it delivered.
Yeah.
But it came apart in a way where there was no cheese connection.
There was no pull.
For Ottawa pizza, unusual.
Yeah.
Because it's so cheesy typically. But for this, it just like came apart like it looked like it was cooked before it even cooked or something. Like it was just very strange. Like you said, tasted fine. The sauce tasted like just whatever.
Yeah.
It all tasted like pre-made frozen ingredients. Like the dough, I feel, and I'm probably wrong about this, but I feel like it was like a circled out piece of dough put in a freezer in bulk, and the sauce is ordered in bulk, so it's all frozen bags of just generic sauce, and the cheese is ordered in bulk, and the surprise of the night, the 67's thick crust smoking
don't pizza say it
was fantastic.
Okay, but is this your opinion or is this also Jenna's opinion?
It was also Jenna's opinion.
Get out.
That's right. So she had a complete turnaround. So my lovely woman, my partner Jenna, also a purist in a sense. Like she's adventurous, but typically with pizza, like me, she's not.
Okay.
We like it pretty basic, pepperoni. So she was like, "I will try this, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going to hate this."
Yeah.
She loved it. Very good.
Okay.
So
I mean, okay, was the chicken shredded or was it like
the chunks? Chicken was cubed.
Okay.
Very clearly, again, pre-bagged, frozen
like
cubes.
Like Subway chicken?
Of Subway chicken. Okay. Exactly.
So it's not
the ingredients. Real. So the ingredients, so I think, and this is like a product of Gabriel's being like such a huge chain now. The ingredients suffer for that. Like, they're not really going to...
They're getting their ingredients from Sysco.
Exactly.
Like, we're not ordering locally.
They've got just, like, a mass-produced, like, apparatus behind their whole situation.
Of course.
And that's how it's going down. They're still being cooked in the individual locations, which is great. But it's all just mass-market stuff. But it was pretty good. Like, it was pretty good. Like, I was glowing about it earlier. It wasn't like, it didn't knock my socks off.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was the red onion with the chicken was, it's a classic flavor combo, like a fajita, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
The garlic sauce, or the barbecue sauce gave it like a nice sweet hit.
Okay.
And the cheese was way cheesier.
Okay.
There was pull.
There was cheese.
There was meltiness happening.
I would never have guessed.
Yeah. So
I would never have guessed.
It was very good. We quite enjoyed it. So question for you. Mm-hmm. Have you had it since? Have you had reheated or do you... Okay, so first off, do you reheat when you have leftover pizza? Do you eat cold or is it whatever your mood
really
dictates? It
really depends.
Yeah.
I mean, in this situation, I had one slice left.
Oh, wow. So you guys went in on...
Well, Alex ate 4 pieces and I had 3.
Yeah.
I stopped at 3.
Good for you.
I
did not. I think I had 4 as well.
I mean, I find like I can crush a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
And this pizza, though filling,
mm-hmm.
I could easily take down 3 pieces.
That pepperoni pizza, medium pepperoni pizza, yeah. I could have eaten that whole thing, no problem.
Okay, wow. I mean...
But that's more testament to, like, how... One of
the
scary
things with this being a multiple location franchise is they do list the calorie count.
Oh, that's right. So, oh, no.
So, I mean, most of the pizzas were looking between, like, you know, 380 to 540 calories per slice. So I basically ate, you know, about 1,500 calories worth of pizza in that one sitting. So you do the math. But anyways, I had one piece left. I actually ate it for breakfast this morning.
Delightful. I love a breakfast pizza.
I was in a bit of a rush. Usually I would have heated it up in the microwave. I'm not patient enough to put this in the oven, even though I know it's better.
Yeah.
I ate it cold.
Mm-hmm.
And
out the fridge.
Out of the fridge.
Yeah.
I probably ate it in like 5 bites.
Yeah.
And I wasn't excited about it. No. It wasn't like, this is so good. No. I'm so excited. It was like, I'm just going to finish this.
Yeah.
This
is sustenance now. This is just pure, I need some, something in my tummy.
Yeah. And like, you know, it was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing spectacular.
Yeah. Same for me. We had leftovers of both pizzas. The pepperoni, when I have leftover pizza, I almost always eat it cold.
Yeah.
Because I do like it. I like a cold slice. I think it's
like with a coffee.
Oh yeah.
That's kind of.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Breakfast combo for me. Call it gross, but
100% agree. 100% agree. I have probably had pizza for breakfast more than I've had breakfast food for breakfast, I would say.
Yeah.
Especially in my 20s.
Of course, yeah.
But I 100% a hot cup of coffee and a cold slice of pizza.
Yeah.
It's good.
Amazing. It's a nice combo.
And it's nice to know that you've just got something in your fridge that you can just grab and eat.
The baby is crying.
That's okay. Babies
cry.
The baby is a part of this.
Yeah.
Whether she likes it or not.
Yeah.
So I love that. Mm-hmm. I love a nice cold pizza. The pepperoni pizza, fine. I didn't really have any strong feelings about it.
It's just kind of like,
It was just cold like, pizza. Whatever. It's just like, this is cold pizza.
Could have been
like,
from anywhere.
Could have been from pretty much anywhere. It was fine. I ate like 2 or 3 of them. So like, that was good. The smoke and chicken pizza, cold, absolutely disgusting.
I was going to say, like, ew.
It was awful. I could not finish one bite of it. Wow. I struggled to get a bite of it.
But then did you, like, heat it up and eat it, or?
No.
You just ate it cold.
Then I just threw it out.
Oh, Tyler.
I know. I know that's bad. I know that's bad, and I'm working on mending my ways. Food waste. Obviously, people are in dire straits around the world. Here I am wasting pizza, but I did throw it out. I also will say that I kind of in my mind was like, I know this is going to be gross.
Yeah.
So I kind of held off on having it for a while, and I polished off that pepperoni first. Yeah. So by the time I actually got to the smoking chicken, it had been like a few days.
Okay.
So I wasn't really doing it any favors. I wasn't doing it any favors. Like, I think any pizza would be pretty bad by that point.
Yeah.
But it was... It's rare that you like can't. You have to spit out a piece of pizza, and I had to do that with the smoking chicken.
I don't think like, unless I found like actual visible fuzzy mold on it, I probably wouldn't spit it out. I probably would finish it.
You'd finish it.
I mean, I'm not picky.
Yeah, I guess I'm discovering that I'm more picky than I think.
Like, I probably, if I would have eaten a bite of it and was like, oh, this isn't good anymore, I would have put it in the microwave, heated it up.
Yeah, we don't have a microwave.
Right, okay.
Which is our problem, and I'm far too lazy to use the oven for that.
That's way too much effort.
It's too much effort. Jenna will do it.
Yeah.
My sweet baby, Jenna, she will oven it up. She's a trooper, but I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so those are my thoughts. We didn't get to... I will get a wing with a pizza often. I'll get a chicken wing. Didn't do any of that this time, though I think in the future we can...
And they have, like, family combos.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Which... I found, again, like, quite reasonable. It was, like, 2 medium pizzas mm-hmm. plus a thing of wings.
Yeah.
A bottle of Pepsi or whatever.
Okay.
For, like, $30 or something. Like, cheap.
Very cheap. And so, and here's where I think I screwed up.
Yeah.
So, what was yours again, all in? $30?
$30 for one large pizza.
With tip and everything. With tip
and tax.
Tip for me, tax, $55 for 2 medium pizzas.
Okay, what? How?
I think... the medium pizza
yeah.
is the most inefficiently priced pizza.
Yeah, you never go medium.
You never go medium. I only went medium because I wanted to get two, and I didn't want to have, like, so much pizza.
But then when you realize there's 8 slices, you can eat 4 in one sitting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wonder if I could have gone half and half if they do a half crazy buffalo chicken situation, half yeah. regular. I don't know if they do that. But I'm going to have to think about my strategy moving forward.
Okay, well, but, we're learning.
Okay. But yeah, it was pricier than I thought it was going to be. But at the same time, I also got like a crazy chicken one, which was a more expensive option than yeah. your typical pizza.
It says it's starting at $14, which I'm assuming is a small.
Yeah.
Who orders a small pizza?
I've
never ordered
a small pizza. I had a roommate, the very guest that was in this room.
He would order himself a small
pizza. Would order himself a small pizza. And he actually got me on it for a little bit. Really? I'd get this small cheese pizza from Bronson Pizza. And it was a tasty evening dinner.
I mean...
But it's super...
You have to be like on a real budget, I guess.
And even then, it's like such a bad...
But like it's like a dollar more or $2 more for like... 2 slices.
Or you get a large and you've got like at least 2 days worth of meals.
Exactly.
And then a lot of these Ottawa places, at least at the time, had 2-for-1.
Yes.
So you could
is a whole other...
It's a whole other can of worms.
Can of worms, which we'll get into eventually.
Yeah.
But you know what I did want to like briefly kind of go over?
Was please.
The menu.
Please.
I know we're going on here. Like this is a long...
No. Yeah. But let's just get into it.
So like I found that the... You know, the pre-designed pizza options
yes.
on the website, kind of exciting.
Yes. Well, I think this is interesting. Like, what does Gabriel's think we should be eating?
Yeah. I mean,
these are
different combinations than you would find on other, like, pizza places. Okay. For example, Pineapple Express.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So is that a shout out to Seth Rogen? And
potentially. I mean...
Hmm.
I would maybe order this after a little pineapple something.
Hey now.
Okay, here we go. It's legal. Chorizo sausage, jalapeno peppers.
This is the Pineapple Express?
Yeah. So chorizo, jalapeno, matzah, pineapple
pizza. Interesting.
I think that sounds like a good combo.
Another hot take from me.
Yeah.
I don't like chorizo.
Oh, goodness.
I know. I'm sorry.
Come on. I'm a vegetarian and I know I like it.
I don't like it. I find it's like sand for some reason.
Whenever but like I have a chorizo, cooked on a pizza, like crumbled chorizo.
I just never liked it. Mm. I probably am not having the right chorizo. I'm willing to change my opinion about this, but for now, I don't like chorizo and I am a picky little bitch. I'm going to say it.
Okay. But, okay, so yeah, Pineapple Express, I thought sounded good. Gabe's Original.
Yes.
I looked at this.
Yes.
And you know why I won't order it.
Yeah.
Green pepper.
Mm.
Green olives, green pepper, mozzarella, mushrooms, pepperoni, pizza sauce.
Exactly why we were like, let's get the Gabe's Original because this is the Gabriel
Original.
Pizza. It's the original. It is what Gabriel himself wants us to eat. And I saw those green peppers and I was like, can't do it.
Nope.
We're not doing that.
Nope. Deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got nods to the Ottawa teams. We've got the Red Blacks.
Yes.
Which has roasted red pepper, chorizo, matzah, mushrooms, red onion, pizza sauce.
Sounds pretty good. Minus the...
We have the dip, which we already talked about, which is the reminiscent of like a spinach artichoke dip.
Yep. And that's fun. That's a fun... They call it the dip to me.
Yeah.
Is very fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun...
I think so too. Yeah. I think their names are kind of fun.
Yeah.
Orleans Fave.
Okay, what's that?
Bacon. Extra mozzarella.
Uh-huh.
Mozzarella.
Uh-huh.
Pepperoni and pizza sauce. So I wonder if like my memory of pizza as a kid, I was ordering the Orleans Fave.
And the pepperoni was underneath the cheese.
And the pepperoni
cheese.
Is underneath and I don't even remember the pepperoni because it was just bacon dominant flavor.
Yep, because that would have been around the time when this was like the hottest pizza place. Like this would have been the 90s.
Yep.
This would have been hottest pizza place in Orleans and they are pumping out the Orleans pizza all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Also the Double Double.
Oh, that's fun.
Chorizo. Extra mozzarella, Italian sausage, mozzarella. So double sausage, double mozzarella.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
And there are others on here. I mean, like Texas Bold'em, which
is this I like.
Bacon, hot pepper, chicken, mozzarella, pizza sauce, red onion, and Texas wing sauce.
Oh, that's... I'd be down for that wing sauce. Yeah. Like, I wonder if that's like a... Is that like Frank's Red?
I'm guessing.
Which I love.
Yeah.
But,
that's like, as a vegetarian, like a flavor that I miss.
Yes.
And you can now get like the fake...
Cauliflower wings or whatever.
With like, yeah, or cauliflower with the sauce. So it really does satisfy that craving. But
buffalo
like
sauce.
The buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas wing sauce, buffalo... I mean,
it's got to be the same thing. It's got to be Frank's Red. There's no way that's not Frank's Red.
And then, yeah, La Belle Pizza.
That's okay.
Okay.
And they do have, and I should mention, they do have locations across the river in Hull.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, Gatineau.
The La Belle Pizza has bacon, green olives, mozzarella, pepperoni pizza. Like, they're very similar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, you've got some fun options here. Lots of them have bacon on it.
Yes.
Lots of them.
So there you go. So the bacon thing really was the defining characteristic for... And this will be interesting to track as we talk about these places, because I do think that like there are pizza places that do a certain pizza very well. And that'll be interesting to look out for. Because, for instance, Colonnade does, in my opinion... the Hawaiian pizza like no other pizza place on earth. But I'll say that. We'll go there eventually.
But yeah, I mean, the pizzas, lots of cool options. You've also got a lot of pasta products. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we've already talked about this, but I never order them. But you've got lots of lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine, chicken parm.
Interesting.
You've got a starter menu, which has like poutine, and you can make custom poutine. Zucchini sticks, mozza sticks. I mean, these are all delicious things, but like, I'm not going to order them with pizza unless I'm severely hungover.
Yeah.
Like, severely.
Yes. I'll do a mozza stick every now and again.
I love a mozza stick.
They're so good.
Delish. They've got a full sandwich menu that has burgers, doners, club sandwiches.
The burger... So, I for some reason, I understand doner.
Yeah.
I understand sub sandwich even. Yeah. I understand all these things. For some reason, and I don't know why this is, and maybe you can help me out with this, the burger on the pizza place menu always throws me for some reason. I'm like, why is there a burger there?
I mean...
They can't be good.
I guess... Okay, my thought is you... Like, say you've got a family of five.
Yeah.
One kid wants burger and fries. Right. One kid wants pizza. One kid wants chicken nuggets.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got a full family. You can order or have a restaurant experience.
And everybody's being so picky.
Yeah.
You can
get a restaurant experience through ordering online or whatever.
And I would say, like, when...
It's fast food.
When we were growing up.
Yeah.
Again, in the 90s, that was probably more like mimicking... A restaurant with ordering would have been really novel and cool, I think. Whereas now it kind of feels a little dated. Like when I order something from a restaurant, I want to just order the thing that they do from the place.
A lot of the pizza places are pizza and subs.
Yeah, subs.
Why that is, I don't know.
Yeah.
And to this day are pizza and subs. Who is ordering the subs? I don't know.
Yes.
But... It's a thing.
It's still a thing.
Yeah, it's still a thing. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we've got the sandwiches. We've got platters, which is like the sandwiches plus fries.
Mm-hmm.
Baked subs.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
Quiznos style.
Quiznos style, I guess. Huh. You've got a chicken menu, which is like wings, boneless bites, chicken strips.
The chicken menu is a thing that is becoming more, has become very common, I think.
Really?
Yes. The chicken and pizza are starting to become the new, like hamburger and french fries, I think.
I mean, that's wild to me. There's also a salads menu. So you've got Caesar, Chef, like quite a few salads. Again, I like to have a salad with a pizza, but am I going to order one? No, probably not.
No.
Dips? You've only got one option for dip. Well, a small dip.
Really?
Or a side of gravy, which to me doesn't count as a dip. Unless we're talking...
House of Georgie's. Which, when we get to that, will be very interesting how we do that. Because
we're going to have like, a six-pack each.
Yes.
We're going to have to get blasted.
We should say, so House of Georgies is a pizza place off Elgin Street in downtown Ottawa that is famous for serving a slice of pizza with a bunch of gravy dumped on top, which sounds disgusting, but it is the best thing in the world.
It's super good, it's but so you good. Have to be blasted.
You have to be blasted. You have to be loaded.
Okay.
So, three sheets to the wind, as they say.
Yes, as they say. So then
you... But sorry, so the, but the dip...
The dip.
The non-gravy dip...
Yeah.
There are options in there, I think.
It just... Oh,
if you click on it,
if you click on it,
you've got
select an option.
Yeah. You've got all.
I was mistaken. Mild, medium, hot, third degree, hot and honey, honey garlic,
lots of hot stuff.
Honey garlic, buffalo garlic, spicy sriracha, bold barbecue, cheddar, ranch, marinara, sour cream,
holy moly,
Thai, plum and sweet sauce.
So let's talk
$1.50.
Let's talk dipping sauce.
Okay,
because I can't order pizza without it. Can you?
I mean, I did. Yeah. I wished I had ordered a dipping sauce. I didn't because on the website, I thought it was just one style of
yes,
dip.
Yes.
For me, there's only one kind, and that's like a creamy garlic. Yeah.
Yes. And so the creamy garlic situation, as we go on this podcast, will become more and more interesting because there are places, Gabriel's, if you look at the website on Gabriel's, this is very clearly just a mass packaged, re-labeled kind of generic dipping sauce.
It comes in a plastic container with a foil top. To me, I was like, that looks so, like it comes out of. Yeah.
You get that at
a production.
Pizza. You get that
again, at a Sysco product.
Exactly. And you get this at the Domino. You get any fast food pizza place that is a global will
Round
have
of the
this
mill.
This thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm looking forward to is really diving into the dips and in particular the garlic dip because I agree with you. I'll sometimes look at a ranch, but I typically will go garlic dip.
Yeah.
Now, what goes on a shawarma, a Lebanese shawarma? Garlic sauce.
Yeah.
Are those two the same?
I'm sure they evolved from that.
Yes.
In some places, the garlic dip is clearly just garlic sauce.
Garlic sauce. And they do it like scratch in the place. Yeah. There are some places that are making their own garlic dip
like
and it is unbelievable.
Whipping oil and garlic and it's like a garlic mayo.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun to kind of track as we go. But the dips here, nothing really special. It's just like your typical
stuff. Nothing special. Yeah. Beverages, you've got Coca-Cola products here.
Yeah.
Or Pepsi.
Yeah,
it's Pepsi products. Gatorade, etc.
Yeah.
Not gonna order that. Desserts. This is kind of fun.
I'm so glad you brought this up because I was gonna bring this up. Go ahead.
So
go ahead.
You can order a box of Joe Louis.
Mm-hmm. Now, isn't that the funniest?
It's the best.
Yeah.
So you get six Joe Louis for $3.99.
It is so funny to me that they're like, okay, we need dessert. What are we going to do? A box of Joe Louis bars.
And they're not like marked up. I feel like you would pay $3.99 at Loblaws.
Yeah, that's a fine. That's just like normal. It's as if they just got them from Loblaws.
Yeah.
But this is, a huge chain now.
Love it.
Like probably 50 plus locations.
Yeah.
Joe Louis bars. And so French Canadian as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a Joe Louis. I haven't had one in probably 25 years.
Nothing wrong with a Joe Louis bar.
The other option is Eli's Cheesecake.
I had no idea what that was when I saw it.
And it says it's a Chicago. So
this is just some
kind of... And you have different flavors, Oreo or Snickers.
Oh, interesting.
I'm guessing it's a slice of cheesecake. But again,
it could be like a little... Because it's a box of Joe Louis bars. It could be like a cake.
For $3.99?
I mean, a box of Joe Louis bars.
I don't know. Who knows? But
yeah, who knows?
I would say for 370 calories, you're probably talking a slice.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's
but
probably
a slice. Like, again, I want to try it, but I'm not going to because I'm not going to eat a cheesy pizza and then eat a piece of cheesecake.
No.
Without taking like a lactate or something.
Are you a dessert person?
Yes. Yeah. I do love dessert, but I'm not having dessert after pizza.
It's not.
It's too big of a meal.
No. And pizza is like, as a kid, dessert was like always the reward you get for struggling through a meal you don't like.
Yeah. Oh, it was like your bribe. Like your mom was like, if you finish your dinner,
you'll
can
get
have
some
dessert.
Ice cream or something, right?
Yeah.
And pizza needed no bribe. Pizza was the bribe. It was like, tonight we'll get pizza. And you're like,
It's a treat in and of itself.
Yeah.
So.
Pizza is dessert.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm gonna have a dessert with pizza, it's like wine.
Yes.
Like, I'm gonna drink a few glasses of wine.
And you know what? And that's the thing we'll discover is going to a lot of these kind of, let's call them maybe second generation, though they're not Lebanese, but like these newer pizza places are doing a lot of pizza wine pairings. That's becoming a thing.
And funny you say that, because the last thing on the menu is alcohol. So
here we go. And this is COVID.
This is
bringing COVID. This into our lives, right?
Yep. So you have the option of buying a 4-pack for $16. Reasonable.
Not bad. Tall cans. Okay.
Of they've got two options for beer. Dominion City, which is a local Ottawa brewery.
Okay. They make good.
They make great beers. Yeah. So they're selling them for $4 a can for the Two Flags IPA.
Okay.
Or Bo's Lugtread, another...
another localish.
Vankleykill brewery.
Though they're now apparently the biggest craft brewery in Ontario.
I mean... yeah.
But they're localish. Lots of Ottawa roots.
It's an
there.
Ottawa route. Yeah, for sure. And again, $4 for a can. You can also order a bottle of wine for $25. They have Pelee Island, Merlot, or Pinot Grigio.
I mean, I'm not super knowledgeable about wine, but $25 sounds like a steal of a deal to me.
You know what? If you don't have any wine, that's a lot for a Pelee Island. Like, I think that bottle probably retails for like $12 or $13.
There's a markup happening there, of course.
There's a markup. But it's not a price, I'm sure people buy it, is what I'm trying to get at.
I am seeing mom and dad just overwhelmed. They're
like, we don't have any wine.
We have not been able to leave the house.
Just order it.
Can you get a bottle of wine with the pizza, please, before
I kill
you?
Who's going out to the, you know?
Yeah.
Alex went out.
Yeah.
We said, I wish we had wine, and Alex went out and got wine. So, bless him.
Bless him. Though he did eat most of the pizza before he got on the door, so.
This is true. Yeah. So... yeah, so there we have it. A great menu.
A pretty expansive menu.
Yeah, like, you've got a lot of options here.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And you have a lot of, like... And I will say that the menu, as much as I feel like... and we'll get to... maybe we'll rate it next.
Okay.
But before we do that, while I do feel like... and I hate to use this word, but I feel like it kind of applies. It's mediocre kind of pizza.
It's fine.
It's perfectly serviceable. It'll get the job done, but I'm definitely, like you, not going to be ordering it.
And what I would say is that if you're going to order this pizza, you might as well go the extra mile and like find that independent mom and pop shop, which exists.
Yes.
Near you.
Yes.
And it's going to be a bit better. It might be like a little bit more expensive, but you're going to get the same style. Like,
sometimes it might not even be more expensive. Some of these places are remarkably inexpensive.
Okay, well, and we'll explore that.
But I agree. If you are out there, if you're ordering for an office, if you're ordering for a hockey team, if you're ordering for your birthday party,
you're gonna get this quickly. Like, it's gonna be efficient.
It's gonna be there in 2 seconds. It's easy to order, and you can get a lot of it for a reasonable price.
And you can please a crowd.
You can,
your people who are vegan. Yeah. Which inevitably you've always got.
And you're not going to find that vegan stuff at the mom and pops as often. That's going to be hard to find. No. So that's the big one.
Yeah. And I wonder also, like, do they have gluten-free crust? Yes, they do. So you've got that option to... it's only available on medium-sized pizzas. But you can... you know, your folks who have gluten intolerances, dairy intolerances.
Yes.
You can... And that's... That's what Gabriel's is great for, I would say.
Yeah. So it caters to the... It does the classic thing where it caters to the most people by kind of being a jack of all trades, master of none kind of situation.
Yeah, and people will be happy.
You won't be sad. You won't be sad with this pizza, for sure. I wasn't sad. Doesn't sound like you were sad.
I was not sad at all.
Should we rate it?
Yeah.
Rate it out of 8? Do you want to say our rating at the same time? Countdown from 3?
Okay, wait. Let me just think for a sec.
Yeah, okay. Me too. I think I have my number.
We're benchmarking here, though.
We are. Okay, that is true. Okay, well, I didn't think about that. I've recently... Do you have what's the app called? I recently got into this app called... I keep forgetting. Letterboxd. Do you know this?
No.
It's like a movie reviewing app. It's basically IMDb, but like it's slightly different.
Okay.
And you rate movies on it out of 5. And a mutual friend of ours has hundreds of movies reviewed. And so we've been talking a lot about, like, reviewing.
Okay.
And what the numbers mean.
Okay.
And so I have it in my mind, I think. But we are benchmarking. So maybe this is, I mean, we could revisit down the line. If we miss the mark, if we refine our palettes.
Okay.
But I think I have my number. Let's, okay. What do you think?
Okay.
You got it? So three, two, one, four. Ah! Okay.
I was going to say four.
Okay.
But I think it's a little bit better than four.
It's a five slicer.
It's a five, like, it's just a bit better than 50%. Like, this to me gets just a little bit higher than 50. It's like a 60%. That's a
good point. Okay, so I'm thinking, okay, so I went four because, okay, maybe I'll change my score, but I went four because to me, the pepperoni was just, if we're talking about benchmarks, this was just the floor of what an acceptable pizza is.
You compare this to, like, a DiGiorno pizza, which exactly. to me is a pretty low blow.
It's pretty low. And I don't hate, I will say, like, I've had DiGiorno. It's, and again, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I did compare it to that. And okay. so I feel like that, the chicken hockey situation I had was good, but then it was so bad as a leftover.
Yeah.
I'm going to go four and a half slices. Okay. Four and a half slices fair. For me is what I'll go. I'll bump totally it up a little bit. Fair. Just a little bit above medium.
Okay.
So that's that.
There we have it. I mean, I can't really think of anything else to discuss
about this pizza. No, neither can I.
This has been thorough.
This has been very thorough. I'm very much looking forward to the next pizza place.
Do we want to decide it, like,
right now?
Right now?
That makes me feel fun.
Because we haven't discussed
this. No, we haven't discussed this at all. That sounds very fun to me.
So what's our next place?
Okay. We picked Gabriel's because in our mind, it was a good intro to the Ottawa pizza story. An immigrant coming over and making a successful business, an immigrant from Lebanon specifically. It is so ubiquitous. So do we continue in that trend, or do we hit like a neighborhood fave or a complete unknown?
I think let's go with another, like, Ottawa institution.
An institution, okay.
But maybe not, like, a massive chain.
Yeah. Okay, so do you have one in mind?
I have one in mind.
Okay, great. Let's hear it.
I think we should do Louis.
Louis. Oh, well, that makes me feel very excited. So, yeah, let's do Louis.
Can we do Louis?
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, it's locked. Louise,
it's on Montreal Road, I think.
It's on Montreal? MacArthur. Because it's next to the bowling alley.
Right.
So, Louise Pizza, so next episode.
Yeah.
Next episode, Louise Pizza.
Yeah.
Vanier Institution. I haven't looked into the history. I believe it's a similar story with an immigrant family, but I could be wrong about that.
We'll do our research.
This will be interesting because Vanier also, while very much Ottawa style, also has its own little thing going on, which I think maybe, and maybe you can speak to this, is because of the French population that lives in Vanier.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of something else going on there. Great. Well, I don't want to color our opinion, but it's an institution.
Okay. We'll get there.
Yeah.
If any of you have gotten to the end of this podcast, I salute you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, where are we at here in terms of time? I don't even know how to read this, but we've been going for a while.
It's been a while.
So,
if you stop, we'll try to tighten it up a bit.
Yeah, tighten it up. I'd like to keep it to like an hour, but I also, I don't know. Sometimes I like to hear people talk. Sometimes
me too. And I mean, yeah. It's we've had a lot to discuss. This has been a big, there's a big menu.
It's our first episode. There's lots of establishing that needs to go on.
So, yeah.
So thank you.
Smash that subscribe button.
Smash it.
Join us again so you can get regular updates about the pizza in Ottawa.
Pizza in Ottawa. Thanks for tuning in. And
we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.